because they couldn't meet the various codes that require their particularly buffer, which would, from, I guess, the Branch and Creek residents, the ones that have already been approved, those would be grandfathered in. However, if those people sell the property, the new person wouldn't necessarily have that, which would kind of help us in the fact that our community would not become more than the 20% rentals. It would, over time, decrease as those units were sold. Whereas if the new code is approved, then we're opening the floodgates and, you know, we could see, you know, 50-70% of the units in there become nightly rentals because there's really not going to be anything that's going to stop their approval.
I think what Mr. Sterrett was saying was not necessarily so the buffer issue wasn't one of the things that keeps any, his statement was there wouldn't be any more nightly rental in Taney County. That was because of the requirements.
Applications.
That's because of the requirements for the merchant's license and those types of things. Has nothing to do with the buffer. So, and now you're taking it back to you guys specifically, which is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So there could still be, and again, I don't plan zoning. They could, right or wrong, they could still do it. Again, the recourse that the community has, or that anybody, if an individual is denied, they go to circuit court. If an individual's approved and the citizen doesn't agree with it, then they take them to circuit court. Well, I guess they don't really take them to circuit court. They take the Board of Adjustment to circuit court. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, I mean, there's still another process. But I just want to make sure you're clear that...
Yeah, we did that. We went through that process.
So there's a court case pending or no?
No, we went to the Board of Adjustments.
Okay. So the next step is, again, I don't... We have to follow the laws that are put in place. There are a lot of things that I would love to do that we cannot do because the statutes don't allow us to. With dealing with a lot of different things.
But the statute does. There is a state statute that says you have to have an enforcing officer. And I would assume that would probably be the administrator. It has to be an appointed officer. And you can do something about it. You can send them to the... You know.
And so we tell them no, and they say we're going to do it anyways.
And you take them to the
it's a code violation. So that's whenever the sheriff and the prosecutor has to step in. And that's the instance I was talking about earlier. That's where it's at right now. They were arraigned, I believe, on the 28th of August, and they pled not arraigned. What's the word I'm looking for?
Their hearing
was on the 28th.
Preliminary.
Wasn't it really a preliminary hearing? I don't think it was. Anyways, it was on the 28th. They pled not guilty, and so then they were given a court date for some other time to... I mean, so how much money are they making to where, hey, we'll just pay the $1,000 fine and continue to do it anyways? So sure. Those are the things you have to look at. And again, it's a perfect system run by imperfect people.
But yeah. The code enforcer, that's what you're meaning by enforcement, I assume, because that's all I can do is enforce my code. If they continue to violate, then that turns into a criminal. I'm not a criminal enforcer. I don't have any criminal enforcement ability. That's the prosecutor.
Right. Yeah, well, once...
So, I mean, you keep saying enforcer.
No, as an enforcer, and they continue to rent without having been denied, you can then take them to the prosecuting attorney.
Correct, because if they continue, that's a criminal.
And from there, it is up to the courts to
enforce
code violations.
It's a misdemeanor.
I think this one Commissioner Williams was talking about, that they go to court the 20-something.
They went the 28th of August. I don't know when their next
one goes. So if the judge rules that, and I don't know if it's going to be jury trial or the judge, but if the judge was to rule that they're to not be neither... they're in compliance or not to rule, then you would be a little bit different of disobeying a judge's order than you would disobeying planning and zoning. So I would think they would take that a little serious.
Depends on what the maximum fine is. See, again, even the judge can only punish by what is allowable by the defense, and that offense, I believe, is just a class C misdemeanor. I mean, it's not even
sentencing guidelines they have to follow.
Yeah. So again, I'm sure there's judges over there that would rather do stuff to certain people, but they can't because the statute don't allow it. that gets us into legislation, and I can get on that soapbox if you guys want to, but we don't have time for that.
Well, I think that there's a lot more changes being made today than necessary.
And that's what I want to look at.
And I would like to, I think you don't just cut bunk the whole thing through today.
I asked you guys earlier, do you guys want to discuss it in a work session with Mr. Sterrett? Do you want to vote on it now? Are you prepared to look at it in its entirety? Do you want to pick it apart? What are your guys' thoughts? That'd give you an opportunity to look at your 90 days instead of your 120.
I've looked at it pretty extensively, and I've met with a couple of gentlemen on it, and I have looked at it really extensively. But it's up to you, gentlemen, as far as that, because I think I've conveyed my opinion on the when you're doing something and allowed to continue to do it.
I'm talking about everything in its entirety.
Everything that's in it. Mm-hmm. I know why they have it there. It's just exactly what Mr. Sterrett said. So
on the maize and shalls, I think that's the biggest concern. Why do we have the shalls instead of the maize replacing the shalls?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then some of them that really had never been of use to the planning department.
If they're not of use,
just never used, you know.
Well, how many? There wasn't that many.
I'm assuming there's maize. Two that they're specifically talking about.
I mean,
about.
There wasn't that many shalls that were changed to May.
The buffer to the maximum occupancy. The reason the maximum occupancy was changed from shall to may, and I know what originally the intent, is because of the capacity of the wastewater treatment system, which you really have no way to measure that. But if you found an old permit that said they had a wastewater system for a two-bedroom house, and it's a 15-bedroom house, then they could, if they so desired, limit it. But that's where the may came in for that shall.
I think the only one they have a problem with is the required buffering.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Go on the may.
And to the extent that, I guess from my feeling, and I think the group here, is that planning and zoning has never enforced the buffer requirement.
And I can't answer that question.
What that says, which is really in plain language, I think, has to be an exterior wall, or fence or trees or something like that. And certainly none of these single units in Branson Creek has ever met that requirement. And I would contend that the interior wall does not meet the requirement of, if you read the common language of what's in that, what is it, section 6H or?
It's H, appendix H, section 6, it gives the planning commission total discretion. It gives the planning commission discretion for any other screening device they deem appropriate.
And it already gives that?
Within appendix H, section 6. It's verbiage in there that gives them the ability to select any screening device, wall berm, fence.
So technically, the stance of the planning commission is, and plan zoning is, they choose what the required buffering is, anyways.
They have not required buffering in 7 years.
They can. The required buffering that's there in the code, they can say what it is or isn't.
Not the way it's written.
Not the way it's written.
Not the way it's written.
They would have to require something. But the way it's written, I guess they require one tree, one bush, because it's just up to them.
Or the wall that's in between.
Correct. Right.
I guess even with us leaving it, it's probably not going to give you what you want anyways. Is that a fair statement?
Right. Because it's up to the planning
commission. We are getting a second opinion on the verbiage of the guidance code for buffers.
Okay.
Because,
and I understand that.
The opinion is that it is definitely to be an exterior, not an interior.
And know that your opinion is worth what you pay for it.
I don't.
And our opinion is worth what we pay for it. And it's those guys over there and young lady. They're the ones that get to decide. And in all of this, the ones that usually win are the attorneys. And my family's full of them, so I can say that. And, I mean, it's... but anyways, again, I don't know what the answer is to help you guys. We do have to look at the county as a whole. I would like to talk to... I'd like to look at the shall issue on the buffering more. The others I don't have a problem with. I think Ms. Wyatt wants to look at the 90 days as opposed to 120. Do we want to talk about it and decide on it next week?
That'd be fun.
Is that going to... Then if we decide on it during the day, you guys have planned zoning that night?
Tonight.
No, we have it tonight.
You have it tonight.
Right.
Is there anything about this on tonight's agenda for planning zoning?
No.
So you can't discuss it?
Nope, we can't discuss it.
Okay. Because I don't want to impede any...
Right.
...that are good.
Right.
Are any of them tonight... Are there any that are in the works specifically out there?
I mean, I've got 7 nightly rental applications that's been pushed out 45 days already, waiting for something so their application can be accepted, basically.
Are they some that would involve a buffer?
They'd all require.
They
I mean, if you
wrong.
Left shall,
well,
then they'd all require a buffer.
The thing on the agenda for tonight is the Board of Adjustments made a decision that they would go ahead and approve a denial, but they had to have a buffer.
That's your BOA Wednesday.
That's on Wednesday nights.
We're talking about planning tonight.
Yeah, but they now on planning tonight, I
follow you.
Their proposal.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
Board of Adjustments has decided that they needed a buffer.
Is this something specific to your guys' area?
Mm-hmm. But that won't change anything about tonight's meeting. It's about the BOA decision.
Right.
That's the only thing. Nothing about the code book was on the agenda.
If we don't approve the codes, so why did you suspend them all until... Can we vote on everything except for that one issue or those two issues? And then go ahead and allow those to continue on? That way we're not impeding those
I guess
developers.
You could, actually, and then bring that back to the planning.
Bring those two issues back to the planning.
And just move forward with it as a shall.
Is it? Can we have a meeting with the planning and zoning board and the commission? Both go into just agendize it, where we can all discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys want to do?
Okay.
And we're really going to open this can.
Right. What issues are you going to vote on? Everything but what, sir?
90.
Your 90 day, and then the shall, the required buffering.
On the buffering.
And I was very strong in the 9 days within myself, except I didn't want to hold anything up. But you're telling me that will not hold anything up, because I thought that you said it would, that it would have to.
No, I mean the whole, these other privileges, that would not withhold anything.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Except they could move forward with their applications. We just wouldn't know what the application would be on a final decision of their CFC. The door is wide open now. I mean, the Planning Commission has been giving them 120 days, but they could theoretically say drop that. We wouldn't have a set requirement of days.
Whatever.
We wouldn't even have the 120
days. No, we wouldn't even have the 120 days, but
yeah.
They could move forward without
they
a
can
decision
move forward.
On that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without a decision.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So I thought if we made any changes that we were holding something up earlier. I thought that's
well, what yeah, and that's what I'm trying to sit here and think about. Part of me approving part. I mean, you could approve what if you approve the recommendations that they brought forward, then we'd move forward with those recommendations.
Except for the
well,
two,
whatever yeah. You would not approve, yes.
And then and my assumption is they're immediately enforceable.
The new voted in code
would be immediately
by the county commission, yes. And whatever would
it's
be
gone
left
the public
as
hearing,
is
it's gone through the
yep.
Okay.
So you're saying if we take a motion and vote on to approve it as presented with the exception of?
The revised 4.7.
Right. So you'd be delaying any kind